steel hammer intended to end Al-Qaeda operations in heat west of Baghdad was launched with a force of 1,500 U.S. Marines, 500 U.S. Army soldiers, and 500 Iraqi soldiers. 19 Iraqi soldiers were killed in an attack north of Baghdad, and 10 U.S. Marines were killed in a roadside bomb in Fallujah. In New York City, a defense contractor named David H. Brooks rented out two floors of the Rainbow Room for his daughter Elizabeth's bat mitzvah. Tom Petty, Kenny G, members of Aerosmith performed, as did 50 Cent. The total cost of the party was reported at $10 million. "Go Shorty," rapped 50 Cent. "It's your bat mitzvah. We gonna party like it's your bat mitzvah." Two women told a reporter that Randy Duke Cunningham, the California congressman who resigned after he was found to have accepted bribes from defense contractors, once changed into pajama bottoms and a turtleneck sweater and offered the women champagne by the light of a lava lamp. The House Ethics... Fremont, California, Iron Crotch Grandmaster Tu Jing Sheng pulled a rental truck several yards with his penis. "He's very special."
"I didn't mean to give you that kind of news."
"An Indiana man was found guilty of
murder." "Did not mean to give you that kind."
"For shooting a 15 school after he took down freshman at Barry Goldwater High School." "Those here of the patent intelligence regarding the incident was deliberately skewed." And so what would be rejected from a greatest hits album?
Ho, ho, ho. Unwrinkling, for sure. Don't let that thing play. Don't let that play. No guests this evening, just patience tryouts. Michael Johnson, the patience tryout. I've been trying out, waiting for the 9 to roll around.
Nines.
Ricardo Arias on balloons. I better change that. John Byrne on saxophones, electronics, percussion, rubber airplane, and amplified typewriter. Chris Cooper on a contact mic and some electronics. Michelle Donadon, soprano sax. Neil Feather on a nando. Kat Hernandez on violin. Michael Johnson on saw and electronics. And Michael Zarang on percussion. That guy making pencil music. Is Gerard Room. There's actually some better ones on there that are more scratchy. I like the scratchier ones. Yeah, I feel like when he throws that point down on there, he's kind of giving up. He's just trying to do something else with it. I don't mind a couple of little pointings every once in a while. But see, that's just the tip. That's pure tip. Just believe in the pencil. If you're going to record yourself making pencil marks, pencil shavings, believe in the pencil. Don't resort to percussion. That's my feeling. I wondered why the channels were sounding funky. I forgot I had to unplug the left one when I was reconfiguring the turntables here. Say you want to say you don't want to be accused of being a flagrant phoneticist. Say you want to say that, and then you get blamed for saying it out loud because you get accused of just wanting to have said flagrant phoneticist. As if there's some sort of crime in having to think up an excuse to say it out loud. I feel like we got a good setup on the board tonight. I'm real excited. We're back to the old board, and we got the new board we were using. They're working in concert from here on out, which is great. It's just tons of inputs. I really like the way it feels, it looks. We have one turntable. That's quite nice. Did get a message from Bennett saying that one of the CD players is acting funky, kind of unbalanced and wacky and buzzy. But that's the one we were listening to the pencil music on, and it didn't really bother me too bad. You can hear those balloons now from Ricardo. And I'm excited because I finally, it's been, let's see, almost 2.5 months since I got back from the High Zero Festival in Baltimore. That was in September. Well, I finally get the chance to play for you some Caleb Johnston. He had two records for sale at this festival. I bought the 10-inch because I figured it'd be easier to travel with, even though it was the same price as the 12. And I gotta track down his email address or something. Track that guy down and ask him how I can buy that 12-inch, because I looked online and I might not be the savviest virtual tiger. However, couldn't find it. Patience.
funky alley, some funky valley, what a real smash. He calls it Swear to God. Of course, me and the fellas have another name for it. But something like this.
Spread your cheeks. Girl, I have the Vaseline right here. Spread your cheeks. Honey, you haven't anything to fear. Although it may hurt for just a little while, but soon the pain will fade. Once I
the sandpaper. Anesthesia for all you have bestowed. As we enjoy the blessings of synesthesia, let's thank Snorkler, because we're going to hear even more by Snorkler. We gotta have Alloys Out Cold next, and I'm probably gonna let it go into War in the Trees too. I've been waiting too long to get the Snorkler, which is Nathan Gray and Dylan Krasevic. Just heard Crakel's Wonderful Time, a little bit of Caleb Johnston in there. There's gonna be more of that for sure. This is the Caleb part. That kind of stuff. Yeah, it's pretty tasty.
Thank you. at the break of day, you can hear old Hatter say, give me a pig foot and a bottle of beer. Send me Gates, I don't care. I feel like I'm gonna come. He's here to play a drink because he's bringing me down. He's got a rhythm, yeah. When it comes his feet, he sends me right off to sleep. Checks all your razors and your guns. Billy B, rest until the wagon comes. Give me a big foot and a bottle of beer. Send me, cause I'm in my sin. Give me a big foot and a bottle of beer. Send me Gates. What a clown. He's got a rhythm, yeah. When he stomps his feet, he sends me right off to sleep. Check all your razors and your guns. Do the shim, sham, shim until the rising sun. Give me a reefer and a gang of gin. Send me cause I'm in my sin.
Thank you.